The name Barney Frank is well known in his home state of Massachusetts and nationally. Frank was a longtime Democratic member of Congress who made his mark in many ways in the House of Representatives, including the legislation that followed the 2008 financial crisis called the Dodd-Frank Act. But in 1982, when I first met him, Barney Frank was a freshman about to run for his second term and facing a longtime Republican lawmaker named Margaret Heckler, thanks to a reapportionment map that threw them both into the same Southeast Massachusetts district. So was he scared of losing, I asked.
Well, scared isn't exactly the word. After all, I spent most of my life not being a member of Congress. I think it's a great mistake for anybody who runs for elected office to come to the view that if you lose elected office, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. I'm delighted to serve in Congress. I think it's a great honor. But I think you lose perspective if you let your whole life be wrapped up in that. I think one of the attitudes that politicians have to avoid is the view that somehow they and elected office were made for each other, and that's the natural order of things. When you begin to think that kind of you're doing people a favor by serving instead of recognizing that they're doing you the favor by letting you serve, then I think you get into trouble. And that happens sometimes with people who've been in too long. Some incumbent members of Congress like to say to people, oh, I am doing you a favor by getting you your Social Security check or helping you with immigration. Most of my congressional staff works on constituent service. I have 18 people working for me. 14 primarily deal with helping the people in my district. But I don't consider that I'm doing them a favor when I do that. That's a government responsibility that I have. It's federal funds that pay for these people. I mean, I don't think I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing it with your own money.
Now, in 1981, Congress gave itself a generous and controversial tax break for things like meals. But Barney Frank voted against that.
Some members of Congress want to be able to deduct their food. Well, I eat when I'm in Newton, Massachusetts. I eat when I'm in Fall River or Attleboro. I don't understand why I should deduct the cost of food in Washington when it's basically the same price as the food I have in Massachusetts. I do have to rent a second apartment and pay heat and light and phone. But our travel back and forth is paid for by the government. Because I work hard at my job, and I try hard to understand how you legislate. Legislating is a very unusual business because, unlike most organizations, everybody in a legislative body is equal. Nobody in the U.S. House can fire anybody else. We're all sent there by different groups of voters. And I think that requires you to have some understanding of how other people think and operate. It requires you to show some respect for differences of opinion. I think it's a thin line you have to walk between caring very strongly about what you believe in and fighting for that, but not becoming offensive or intolerant. I try very hard to do my homework. I, for instance, rarely speak on the main floor of the House unless I am really an expert on the subject. Sometimes an issue is so important that I think you have to just speak out. But I try to be very well prepared when I speak. So that way, when you speak, if you have something to contribute, people are going to pay attention.
When we talked in the fall of 1982, Barney Frank was facing that uphill battle against 8-term Republican Margaret Heckler.
She had a fundraiser a few months ago in Washington. The 6 top White House aides, Meese and Baker and Deaver and Nofziger, all of those who kind of are orchestrating the Reagan Revolution, they were there in person to show their support for her. And the White House has said that several times.
But Frank beat Margaret Heckler that fall. She later became Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Reagan and U.S. Ambassador to Ireland. Barney Frank went on to serve 15 more terms in Congress. In 2012, he did not seek re-election and chose to retire from Congress. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.